A report into the Peter McVerry Trust has found multiple failings in governance and financial management at the housing charity. The inspector's report, which has just been published by the approved housing regulatory authority, says there were also issues with the handling of conflicts of interest. According to the regulatory authority, the findings underline the urgent need for robust reform. This is the second report to make serious findings against the Trust. Fergal O'Leary is the CEO of the Approved Housing Regulatory Authority and he joins us now on the line. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rachel.
Can you remind us, first of all, why did you seek this report?
So in 2023, we became aware of difficulties which the Peter McVerry Trust was having, and that led us to to open an investigation and put in inspectors to find out exactly what was happening and were ABRA's standards, which we are responsible for ensuring compliance with, were they being met? And that was the purpose of the inspector's report that we're publishing today.
So tell us then about today's findings. How would you describe them?
They're very serious, Rachel. I don't think they could be described any other way. The report highlights serious failings in governance, financial management and conflict of interest handling. And what we are focused on is ensuring that the trust is compliant with our standards as quickly as possible. And for that reason, we are going to work with them and we are going to put in an independent expert that monitors the work that they're going to have to do over the next couple of months to become compliant with our standards.
What worries you most from these findings?
The governance issues are, I think, the most significant for an organisation like this. The control environment, the board of directors, the management, all of the people involved in the governance of an organisation of this size and scale should be completely in lockstep in terms of what they're doing and what they're trying to achieve on behalf of the organisation. It does not appear, based on the inspector's report that we're publishing, that that was the case. And so for that reason, that's what we'll be starting with over the next while, to make sure that the right controls are in place, but then critically, that those controls are being used by the board, used by management, so that trust in this organisation can be restored as quickly as possible.
And when you say the right controls, what do you mean? What are the implications for the Peter McVerry Trust?
So every organisation should have the right financial procedures in place, the right governance procedures. Are the right things, the appropriate things, being brought by management to the board for approval, for discussion, for an assessment as to whether they pose a risk to the organisation? Those things do not seem to have been in place here based on the inspector's report, and so they need to be put in place quickly before this trust can meet the standards that any AHB can be expected to comply with. There are 438 AHBs in total, and all of them are required to be compliant with our standards.
And after all of this, because as I said, this is the second report into the McVerry Trust, are you any the wiser as to how this chaotic situation came about?
I think it's clear that the trust grew very, very quickly. And I guess it's a lesson for any AHB that is growing in size. When you're doing the right things that you feel are the right things, but just the scale of growth is very, very quick, you really have to make sure that the control environment, the work that the board, the management is doing, is allowing the AHB or the charity, the trust in this case, to grow at an appropriate level, sustainable level. And I think there were definitely issues here about growing very, very quickly and not having the right things in place to sustain that growth.
You say you're not proposing to use enforcement powers. Can you explain why not?
So we are very mindful here, first of all, of what this trust is there to do. We're also mindful of the thousands of tenants that are housed in the approved housing bodies that the trust oversees. And we are focused on on helping the trust insofar as we can help the trust to get compliant as quickly as possible. And we feel the best way to do that is to work with them, but to very carefully oversee the work that they're doing over the next month, over the next couple of months. It really is a question, Rachel, of how can this problem be fixed as quickly as possible? And we believe that the actions that we're taking on foot of the inspector's report help us to get to that.
The government, as people will know, had to give the Peter McVerry Trust a €15 million bailout. Given the serious nature of today's findings, are there any doubts about the Trust's future?
I think what the Trust needs to make sure it shows over the next couple of months is that all of its infrastructure in terms of its control environment, all of the things that it does to manage the organisation are correct for a body of that size. And I really do think it's up to the board to prove that to everybody. It's important that trust, funder trust, government trust and our trust is restored, and the actions that the PMVT are going to have to take over the next couple of months in very quick fashion, which will be monitored by us, should be designed to restore the trust of everybody who has an interest in this organisation.
Fergal O'Leary, CEO of the Approved Housing Regulatory Authority, thank you very much for talking to us.